The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the College for Creative Studies, Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
As always.
As always.
How are things down on your side of Berkeley,
Professor Chow? So far, so good. We did get a free gift certificate, did you?
When would that happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got one.
From Vincetta Garage?
Of course.
Oh, my. I've been dreaming about that mac and cheese. It's really, really good. It's really, really good. When did that happen?
Last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes, as an apology for parking all over your property.
Darn
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
They still do.
I'm thinking that someone may have, like, followed the guy dropping them off and picked them up. You know what I mean? And, like,
I should go to the abandoned houses pocket and see if there's extras.
Oh, seriously. No. Seriously.
Well, we ought to give out your address so other people can come and park in your yard.
I'll put up the moat right now, okay? I'm putting in the moat.
So. Yes. This is very funny as I'm watching Kendra's facial expressions change because we went there for lunch right before the holidays, and now she knows the glory of Vincetta Garage.
So good.
What'd you have?
Mac and cheese.
Good call.
So, thinking about vertical stripes, Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm thinking about you because Professor Chow has supplied me with a button that says, I am wearing pants.
I always wear pants. Well, not always, but...
No. Before Michael hits the big red button and ditches us all.
But yeah. I'm fine, and I hope you are too.
It's good to see you wearing pants in this new year. Yes, thank you very much.
No, you generally wear them.
Yes, I do.
So, Professor Kendra Evans from my home department of chemistry and biochemistry, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellently, thank you.
How is the first week back?
Probably the least stressful that I've had since I've started here.
Wow.
I think it's because I'm getting older.
That's it. Yeah.
Wiser.
It just
Wiser.
Takes the edge off.
I think it takes the edge off. It's definitely like all new, you know, some new prep and stuff. But
you just, oh, what?
Yeah. I'm not going to say that out loud on radio.
Well, I can think of other few things that take the edge off that are in a few professors' offices on this campus, too. But, you know, I can't help but going through the impulse buys at Target and going, okay, chapstick, gum, hip flask, really? You know, I mean,
well,
this is Target.
Don't knock it.
Don't knock until you try it.
Listerine bottle is what you bring in.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Professor Dan Maggio of the First Corporation, I'm talking hip flask. It was like just hanging there
on your
next
hip
to the, you know, the chapstick.
For the hipsters.
The sort of thing you buy right when you're checking out, you know what I mean?
Sure.
When you're, Us Magazine.
Your children are there.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
When seriously.
Little, does it come flask filled?
No. No. It was not filled. How were your holidays, Dan?
They were great. They were really great.
Excellent.
I actually went to Greenfield Village for the first time in my life.
A lot of fun.
On holiday nights.
A lot of fun.
And it was amazing. The night it snowed here.
Oh, beautiful.
That would have been great.
It was amazing.
That would have been wonderful.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. What did you like best about it, if you don't mind me asking?
Just walking around. It felt like you're walking around 200 years ago and the snow and the carolers. It was just like a traditional Christmas you would imagine would be. And the peppermint schnapp hot chocolate was pretty good.
Okay, that's the fourth reference that came back to
back
demon
to the
alcohol.
And the artisan village was kind of cool too. It was all real fun.
That is cool.
Good stuff.
That is cool. Professor Steve Abel from psychology, how were your holidays?
Fantastic.
Excellent.
I didn't
kids,
get a
right?
hip flask for Christmas. I was hoping for it, but otherwise they were good.
Professor Chuck Hokett.
Hello there.
How about you?
I had great holidays. Good time. Glad to be back, I think.
He grit his
we'll
teeth.
See.
We'll see.
How many, you know, insane faculty requests?
I don't have any insane faculty. None at all.
Certainly
all
not
next
mine.
To me, none,
certainly
none.
Not mine.
None.
Chuck
none.
Runs all of
I'm
our
such a technological
AV stuff,
idiot. You could never have requests.
None.
Oh, if I could manage to show a DVD, I'm on a roll.
If you can spell DVD, right?
Oh. That I can do.
Okay.
We've heard throughout the dulcet tones of Professor Beth Oljar from philosophy. I already have advisees singing your praises from Symbolic Logic. They're having a good time, so you must be doing
and
something right.
We've only had 2 days of class.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I know. I keep getting students who are interested in a minor in philosophy who go to you, go to see Dr. Olchar. She's a really nice lady. Dr. Mayo sent me.
Nice. What, are you telling me a liar?
You get a commission off of this, Matt?
I should. The department should give him a commission.
I expect a hip flask with a little red bow on it in the next 24 hours. No, I'm just kidding. Folks, this is... A question, fantastic. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You can reach us in a number of ways. You can email us to atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp, or if you want to, facebook.com/udmatp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166, or send the questions USPS to the College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left our heroes, it was still November, and we had not gotten through every last question from Michelle Horner. I'm thinking that she's waiting. She goes, why did they stop at 16? Let's finish this off and see what we can do with, what are the two words of the English language that end in G-R-Y?
Hungry and angry.
You guys hit both of them. Two things that pretty much all of us are right now after the first week class is back.
Not angry.
No. I don't have classes yet. Who's
angry? Hunger angry. Yes. The angry games. It didn't take off as well.
Yeah, hungry.
You're not teaching trig and pre-calc, though. That may.
No.
Explain why you're not angry.
Well, we can always ask Dan about his movie theater experience, and we can get angry there.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
But perhaps we should move on to another question before we do that.
Why not?
On what TV show did the Rolling Stones make their U.S. debut?
Ed Sullivan.
It doesn't say
no, that was
Sullivan.
Dick Clark?
Doesn't American Dick Bandstand? Clark? No?
Shindig.
Think of Bright Colors.
Was it David DeCavett? Oh, Laughing?
Laughing. You're being a little too literal, and I'm talking about a show named after a person whose first name or nickname is a bright color.
Red Skelton.
It says it's Red Skelton here is what
really?
It says. Yeah, pretty interesting.
They were probably children.
Yeah, they probably were like, 16.
What's his name?
Humbernickel. Richards was
never a child.
Name?
Red Humbernickel.
He was born that way.
He was always so old. Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine Mick Jagger as a child.
Don't go there.
We have to have dinner tonight. I don't want to think about that.
Sooner or later, someone's going to ask you this one on the street. In A Streetcar Named Desire, what are the names of the two streetcars?
Desire, obviously.
Desire is one of them. But the other was... I've always depended on the kindness
forbidden.
Of strangers.
Kathy would love this question.
She would have loved it.
She would have
done her southern accent.
She always does her southern accent from this.
Streetcar.
I can almost hear the magnolias falling right about
this.
I didn't know this one, by the way. I could not remember it for the life
Prospect,
of me.
Is it?
Nope. It's named after a use for land that is fairly common. We probably drive by one or two of these on our way to work and way home.
Vacant lot?
Park.
There's not a lot of people in these kinds of things.
Cemetery?
It's Cemetery was the name of the other streetcar, at least according to these questions.
Cemetery.
Yep, pretty interesting. According to the Bible, how many windows were there in Noah's Ark? Wow, I've never heard this one before.
Wow.
It seems kind of...
Two?
Two. How Dan Maggio?
Had to have one on each side.
I have no idea. There's two of everything.
I suppose that makes sense, but still.
One for each animal.
Oh, my gosh.
Had to let that dove out somewhere.
You need cross-ventilation in those big
That's
things.
Exactly. Particularly when you're there
especially
with, all
with the elephants.
You need cross-ventilation. This is your judgment. Oh, my God. Makes that's sense. Hilarious.
They
it
didn't have
jumped
ceiling
right
fans
out of
back
I love
then,
it.
So.
I absolutely love it. Well, profs, we're going to move on to some other questions, and this is our good friend, Mark Neymark, our American living in Paris.
Our expat.
Yay!
Expat, yes. He has sent us questions concerning
Vive la France.
New Year's. Oh. New Year's. He says, from Paris, comma, where contrary to popular belief and to the disappointment of many foreign tourists, we do not have fireworks on New Year's. Here are some New Year's questions. You know, everybody sees that Eiffel Tower with the fireworks coming off of it, but that was the year 2000. That was a big deal.
That was it.
It's not 2013, that's for sure.
It just glitters now once an hour.
Oh, not like on New Year's?
No,
all the time.
Yeah,
every hour.
They've got all these
maybe it's a
strobe lights on it.
Hmm. In England, prior to 1752, the New Year was not celebrated on January 1st. When was the New Year celebrated?
I don't know, the 5th?
You know, it was not in the month of January. A little further on in the year. No,
like
little, really? Just a little bit further on in the
February
year.
February 1st?
No.
Would it be like a solstice thing?
Well, I can tell you that it's the Feast of the Annunciation. They used to call it Our Lady Day, but do you know what day of the year that is?
That varies every year,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it? Depending
Which I think
on
is also odd.
The liturgical calendar.
It says here it was March 25th.
Hey.
Was the first day of the year.
You know what day that is?
Easter-ish.
No. Your birthday.
My birthday.
Damn. So it's basically a liturgical calendar then.
You don't look a day over 1800, Dan.
You really don't.
Which is the day that Eastern Orthodox Christians celebrate the new year, which is the Julian calendar?
Be a week after ours, wouldn't it? The 7th?
Very close.
January 8th.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No.
14th.
Oh.
The 14th. Yes. It's January 1st in the Gregorian calendar. Where is Hogmanay primarily celebrated?
Scotland.
Yeah. What the heck is Hogmanay? I'm guessing it has something to do with New Year.
It has to do with
it's
food.
A New Year celebration. And Hogmanay. Like there's something about the first person that comes through your door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, isn't it something about the first person comes through the door after the New Year and the color? Doesn't the color of their hair have something to do with what kind of year you're going to have?
Huh.
There's several things attached to it, and you're supposed to offer them something to drink and eat.
Christ in the Stranger's guise.
We shall research that at the break. I'm not allowed to touch my phone during the show.
Not during the show, but after the break is fun. In which Gregorian months is the Chinese New Year usually celebrated? It could be either
February.
Or January. It can be the end of January, too. Yep. It falls on the first new moon of the first lunar month, which can be varied.
February the 10th this year.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Lunar New Year.
Mm-hmm. What is the... It's the year of the what now?
Snake. I'm sorry. I'm channeling my Chinese side as opposed to my Canadian side right now. That's all. I'm trying.
Does anybody know what Iranians call the New Year and when it's celebrated? It's actually very similar to Our Lady Day.
Way to go, man.
Must have been when the prophet did something, but what?
Sure actually, it's a little more celestial than that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that Our Lady Day was also very, very close to the vernal equinox, which is the first day of the new year for Iranians.
Oh.
You know what they call it?
Hmm.
Lunar Day? I don't know.
Nope. They call it Noruk, apparently. That's what I've got here.
Noruk?
I'm sure that's
that sounds like
everybody's tongue.
That sounds like a bad Chinese accent thing.
Somewhere around March 21st.
Noruk.
I did not know that until I read this book about... Davis Sobel's new book is about Copernicus, a more perfect heaven, and I did not know that part of the he had been asked by the church to work on the timing of the calendar. Mm-hmm. That part, his work in astronomy, was relevant to setting dates for the calendar.
It's a big deal. I think that the source of when we hear people talk about reckoning a calendar, it's always based on Easter, and Easter's always been based on the lunar calendar, which is why it jumps around all the time.
Unless you're Mayan. So,
which case you're dead.
Yeah.
your world has ended.
Yeah.
What new year begins on the first day of the month called Tishrei?
Is that
what month?
Jewish?
It says what new year begins on the first day?
The Jewish New Year.
Mm-hmm. The Jewish New Year, also known as the celebration, is called
Yom Kippur.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Rosh Hashanah
is the head of the year. Is the translation from Jewish? Yes.
Yom Kippur is the day of forgiveness. That's the end of the year.
Name two countries, where New Year's Eve is celebrated as the Feast of St. Sylvester. Now, it's the same as the Gregorian December 31st, but give me two countries where St. Sylvester's big.
Poland.
Poland is one of them, so you're in the wheelhouse.
The Ukraine.
Estonia.
And you have Ukraine. I've got Austria, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, Czech Republic, France, Germany, Hungary, Israel, Italy, Slovakia, and Slovenia.
So basically Europe.
Yeah. And while you think about that
Eastern
map,
Southern Europe.
Let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Does our panel have anything appropriate to say as we launch ourselves into 1984?
I think that as we face a new year, we should all realize that nothing is really going to improve. Or as my father used to say when I was but a child, cheer up, George. Things will get worse.
Yes, the worst is yet to come.
We have the same father.
He was right, of course.
Yes. Sarah, any words of wisdom?
I can't think of any. in Latin.
Well, that was good. No. I like that.
That was good. That was
life
good.
Life is harsh and complex, and that's bad.
And that's why we like it.
Oh, yes. Life is wonderful, well, and you should be having a good time all the time.
Yes. How about
old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Not so loud.
We can't do this.
Nine, well, we Big Brother eight, is watching. Seven, six.
We are back with some questions from our listener, Mark Neymark, stationed in Paris, France, all about the new year. Let's have all that wonderful warbling usher us into a great, peaceful, and mildly uncontroversial 2013. What is the ball used at the celebration in Times Square for New Year's made of?
Swarovski crystals.
Crystal.
Ooh, really?
Mm-hmm. Always?
Not Swarovski. It's usually from Ireland.
Waterford.
Crystals, mm-hmm. Yeah.
In what year did Dick Clark's New Year's Eve TV show begin?
42.
1903.
No.
Well, he was a teenager. Yeah. He passed. Well, let me see. He started when he was 30.
I would say
70. It was in the 70s.
70? I would
tell you, 50. It was 1972, Professor Chow.
Wow.
He started with 2 years on NBC before moving permanently to ABC in 74, which of course existed all the way up to 2012.
And he was only 50 then, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. I knew it was going to be very difficult to watch anything associated with that this year because you just expect him to be there, you know?
But he sounded so bad the last year.
I know, that's it's been painful.
Isn't it Seacrest's shoulder?
Yeah. At that point, just bring up.
Now it really hurts to listen.
Yeah.
I think they're all awful.
Just bring them up.
It was awful. I just didn't enjoy any of them. Usually I like Cooper and Kathy.
Wait, you didn't?
Yeah, that was offensive.
It was pretty bad.
Plus, her new face was really disturbing to look at.
Whose new face?
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
She must have had some work done. Seriously. Mm. Or she got stung by a bee in her face several thousand times over.
What do Germans traditionally do with molten lead on New Year's?
Wait a minute, isn't this the experiment you guys just had?
Make bullets.
They make bullets, yes.
They do that.
They make
pour
they
it
make
over
hammers.
Their Christmas trees.
They make pewter ornaments for next year.
No, they tend to pour it into cold water and use the shapes that it designs to make predictions about the coming year.
Oh, well, that's close to making bullets.
Yeah. That's eclectic enough.
We get a bonus question from Mark Neymark. What do Belgian farmers do to their animals at midnight on New Year's?
Oh, we can't say
can
that.
Can we say this on
they
a family show?
Count to animals at midnight?
You can say it. You
they
can say it.
Put sparklers in their ears.
They put wreaths around their necks.
I don't know. Seriously.
Cow tipping. It's got to be cow tipping.
Cow tipping.
Come here, bossy.
It says here, Belgian farmers wish their animals a happy new year.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Happy new year to all the animals at UDN. Mark Neymar.
What do their cattle do back? Mm-hmm.
They start lighting sparklers, apparently.
Unbelievable.
I don't even know what to say about that. All right, so I'm guessing because of the header that I have here, not including anything beyond a reference to the warm state of California, that we have our good friend Frank coming in and telling us everything that's wrong with our weather. It's going to be 60 here tomorrow, Frank. I'd just like to let you know.
Baseball weather.
Yeah. Baseball weather.
But climate change is a myth.
Yes.
2012 was the warmest year since we started keeping records.
That's right.
We would know how warm it was, except the record book burst into flame.
Mm-hmm. Before I dive right into my next batch of questions, profs, please answer the following serious query from me. How do you deal with insomnia? Right now I have it, and I hate it. It's well after midnight here in California. As I try to sleep, I cannot.
Ambien.
Yeah.
Better living through chemistry was going to be
gift
my comment.
From the gods.
Exactly.
Bourbon doesn't hurt. Mm.
Don't use chemicals.
Don't use chemicals.
Find a way to
your milk.
The brain races. Get out of bed and walk around. Do something. Mm-hmm.
Watch TV.
Go wish the cows happy new year. Right questions for us.
Actually, it's really interesting. He says, but I, instead of complaining too mightily about it, I've taken to writing you questions because it's easier to do than my.
You could read Hegel. I mean, reading Hegel would certainly put you.
Oh yeah, that could do it.
Please enjoy, and a passing score of 80% shall suffice, not unless Professor Miles feeling generous. I don't know how I'm feeling today. Warmest greetings and hoping for sweet dreams, Frank, from Valencia, California. Okay, here we go.
Thanks, Frank.
What do the initials AM stand for in radio broadcasting? Where's Michael?
He's over yonder. Oh, he's waving.
I think he knows.
Initially,
I just assumed you guys knew this one.
Is it anti-matins or something?
Amplitude modulation.
AM.
Sorry, as opposed to FM. I was thinking.
That's right.
AM, PM, sorry.
This is really weird. It's a day of firsts in terms of things I've never heard of before. The first non-human chosen to be Time Magazine's Person of the Year, that makes perfect sense, was what object?
A computer?
It was a PC. You're a absolutely PC. Right.
Yeah.
1984?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, pretty weird.
Wow. Big, with a big Apple kickoff.
And for the record, we had all the way to the late 80s before it was changed from Man of the Year to Person of the Year. It was like 88 or something like that.
So Queen Elizabeth was Man of the Year. That just speaks for itself. I won't say anything else, you know.
And her response was, "We are not amused."
We are not amused.
Kendra and I can chime in that it took until about that time, maybe only a little bit earlier, that the Journal of the American Chemical Society didn't start every communication with "Sir," comma, and then the article.
Kendra's
just
shaking
fascinating
her head right now.
If you think about it.
It beats "Hey, you." I mean,
Hey, y'all.
Here's the latest on chemistry.
I like it.
Yeah. Sounds better
that
than
is
"sir."
Perfectly, yeah. A perfectly good contraction if you're talking to multiple people.
That's I totally
y'all.
Agree.
Or Carol.
Y'all.
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 Mm-hmm.
Y'all. Is that what? A contraction?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All. Of you all.
I'm having some contractions myself.
Only ignorant Yankees use it when they're talking to one person.
Y'all.
What state's U.S. quarter depicted Washington's crossing of the Delaware?
Which was
Pennsylvania?
What?
Which state's U.S. quarter? In recent years, we had the special quarters depicted Washington's crossing of the Delaware.
New Jersey?
It was Jersey.
Yes. Oh, not Delaware?
Correct. Well, yeah,
why not? No, it happened in River. New Jersey.
Oh.
It's always a trick question.
It was either
so
that or put the New Jersey Turnpike.
That's right.
Right. So they went from
or downtown Hoboken.
Yes, that's right. Downtown Paramus. The turnpike.
Who's got a token?
What comic strip essentially created Sadie Hawkins Day?
Little Abner.
Yeah. Where women ask out men instead of the other way around.
I remember those dances in high school.
Yep. In what city, in what city was Conan O'Brien born? Sure.
Why do we care? Well,
is he born in this country?
He was born in the United States.
No, he's a New Yorker, isn't he?
He's an East Coaster. I can tell you that.
He's in Boston.
What state was Governor Romney governor of?
Massachusetts.
Looks like he was
Cambridge, Newton, Worcester.
Starts with a B.
Bedford.
Not Bedford.
Yes. Brewster.
No.
Not
it says
Brooklyn.
The lighter
very important information. In the immortal words of what Conan tweeted about 24 hours before the Mayan apocalypse, only 24 hours until we find out the next time the world's going to end.
That's right.
That's a classic line. What are the first names of the founders of the Harley-Davidson Company?
Harley?
Harley?
First name. No.
Harley?
His last name is
Harley,
and his
Earl.
Last name was Davidson.
Joseph.
George.
David, Matthew, Mark.
John.
Luke.
Davidson's first name shares the first name with one of our theater professors.
Greg.
Art.
David.
Arthur.
Okay.
Arthur Davidson.
No.
And Harley, whatever, it's just William. It's William Harley. I ran out of juice. Big time. What was the name of the character played by Michael York in the Austin Powers movies?
Oh, he's basically like M, right? That's
Basil.
Basil.
Wrath.
Rathbone.
They made this joke way more in the first movie than they did in the other two, but it's a good joke. His name was Basil Exposition.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Because he told the story of the movie, of course. It's Basil. What event was broadcast on television in color only for the very first time in 1954? A lot of people I find after this holiday break.
The Rose Bowl parade?
Yeah, very tied emotionally to that Rose Bowl parade. That's a big deal to people who grew up around there.
Well, I guess for years it was only on the radio, so they had to describe
a
every
parade
flow.
On the radio?
Yeah, people would listen to
it. That doesn't sound right.
It sounds about as boring as it is in person.
It's like a football game on the radio.
They're running to the left now. Oh, to the right.
But a parade?
Be like Monty Python's soccer player in the philosophy soccer game? Yeah. Or the intellectuals?
Or the Queen Victoria Open, where it was a marathon with only people dressed as Queen Victoria running in it. And it's Queen Victoria followed by Queen Victoria. But Queen Victoria is a close third. Greatest sketch ever. Okay. I just want to be walking by on the street when someone's doing that someday, you know? What Mattel action figure was renamed Kid Acero for the Latin American market?
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lost on this one, guys. I don't even know.
Ken?
Yeah. Mattel? I don't even know how to help you with this.
It's not G.I. Toy. Joe?
So, or fit action figure.
Someone at the table has a first name figure that begins with J.
Big Jim.
James.
Big Jim. Yes. Now, you know what Big Jim is? I've never heard of Big Jim. Yes.
I had a Big Jim camper when I was young.
Yeah.
What's Big Jim?
No idea.
He's a little taller than G.I. Joe.
How a character is he?
Big Jim. That's
is he an action guy?
Yeah, he's just a big action guy. You remember? Yeah,
I'm floored.
Big Jim. I remember him because there's Big Jim, the $6 million man, and G.I. Joe. Those are the big three action figures for
Jim. Okay.
Big Jim's camper.
Oh, now see, Dan's doing the research here.
Yep, I remember Big Jim.
Okay.
There it is, the camper.
Which two singers had a daughter together named Frances Bean?
Oh, Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love.
That is correct. That is correct. Now, there's some Gen X juice for you right there.
He killed himself on my birthday.
Oh, my.
1994. That's, and I was living in Seattle.
That was a big deal.
Still in graduate school. The whole city pretty much just came to a stop.
Before Bonfire of the Vanities appeared in a singular book form, what magazine had it published as 12 installments?
The Atlantic?
No.
Rolling Stone?
Yeah, Rolling Stone. Is what
Rolling Stone?
Clearly. Did anybody ever see the movie? I don't remember what it's about. Yes.
The movie was not real good. No. The book was pretty good.
Okay. Tom Hanks.
Before he started winning Oscars.
Yes.
Which movie was it?
Bonfire of the Vanities.
Melanie Griffith. Wolf.
What U.S. bill denomination is sometimes called a fin?
$5.
Which one is called a sawbuck?
Ten.
Very good. What singer was nicknamed the Lizard King?
Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
We're on a roll now.
The Lizard King?
Because of his boots?
The Lizard King.
And the pants.
Pants?
He wear pants.
He wore pants.
Take care.
Give him this button.
Most of the time.
Didn't he write a poem about the Lizard King?
Really?
He wrote a lot of poems, but there was something he wrote that expression.
Well,
came
it was
from.
In a lyric of one of their songs, if I remember correctly. I am the Lizard King, something like that. Which singing duo started off calling themselves Caesar and Cleo?
Sonny and Cher.
Absolutely.
Which one was stuff? Cher was Cleo?
Apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
And Sonny was Caesar?
Yeah, that's even harder to believe, isn't it? Little Caesar, I guess.
We're going to have to stop right there with a few more questions to go. Everybody's got to say goodbye. Professor Oljar.
Bye.
Professor Hokett.
See ya.
Professor Abel.
Sayonara.
Professor Maggio.
Bye-bye.
Professor Evans.
Take care.
Professor Tubbs.
A biento.
Professor Chow.
Toodaloo.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler, technically directed by Michael Jason, technically, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Thank you.